Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hi, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and I am talking with Tony Porter, the co-founder of A Call to Men, and we're going to be talking about A Call to Men's upcoming national conference, Sports Culture, Advancing Its Role in Domestic Violence and Sexual Violence Prevention. How are you doing, Tony?
Hey, I'm doing real well, David. How are you?
Doing great. I'm really glad to be able to talk to you today about this upcoming conference on sports culture. This is going to be held on September 10th and 11th in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so, Tony, can you talk about what this conference is about?
Well, the whole idea of the conference, David, was to bring together those who participate in athletics, be it coaches, athletes, men in general who love sport, to participate in conversations with the domestic violence, sexual assault advocacy community. We believe that culture in of itself is an institution, and we know that women participate a great deal in sports, but we know it is largely a men's institution. And if we can get men from within that institution of sports to use the influence that they have to become advocates, we can really begin to fast forward our efforts in preventing domestic and sexual violence.
This is so important, and is one of the great opportunities that we can see, that we see young people, especially boys and young men, being involved in athletics. Now you're starting at a very young age, and that those coaches and sports teams are an important influence in their early lives. And later on, we see that sports figures become role models and examples throughout our community and have a great opportunity for influence. And so I think sports culture has a great opportunity to create change.
Yes, we would very much agree with you on that. You know, when we think about coaches in particular, they have such a tremendous influence on our sons and other boys. When coaches speak, they listen. If we get coaches to purposefully invest in healthy, respectful manhood, that in of itself will decline domestic and sexual violence.
So for many people who are sexual violence and domestic violence prevention practitioners, this conference will be a chance to hear a wide range of speakers. Can you just talk about some of the topics and presenters that you're going to be having at this conference who will be talking about some of the ways that they have been working to use sports culture to be able to prevent domestic violence and sexual assault?
Well, David, you know, we were blessed to get sponsorship from the Carolina Panthers, the National Football League, the National Hockey League, and the NBA Cares organization. And through their generous sponsorship, we're able to bring together about 50 presenters from all over the country with tremendous amount of information and wisdom in this area. And we will have topics like hip-hop and its impact on sports culture, addressing heterosexism in sports culture, working with athletes to develop young men of character, addressing domestic violence and sexual assault on college campuses. Those are the type of topics that we will be addressing during this conference, and we feel it will be a wonderful opportunity for those in the domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy community to meet with those in athletics and really share their wisdom with them, because the coaches and athletes not only have influence on our boys, they have influence on our society of men. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to really come together as two different communities in hopes of finding ways to be one community. And if we can do that, David, we can really advance the conversation and the direction we need to go in ending violence against women and girls.
Well, this is great. I'm talking with Tony Porter, who is the co-founder of A Call to Men. And we're talking about the upcoming national conference, Sports Culture, Advancing Its Role in Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Prevention. This conference will be taking place September 10th through 11th in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know that Prevent Connect will be there, and we're going to be working on getting recording with the Call to Men to have recordings for those of you who are unable to attend. And we'll also be on social media highlighting some of the insights from this conference and really encourage all of you to be able to look at this national opportunity to gather and have this important discussion of how to advance prevention. So, Tony, I see that the work that A Call to Men's been doing has been really focusing on how to build a movement to end violence against women and girls, and I see that this is an important piece. Any last words that you want to say, how this fits into building a stronger movement to end violence against women and girls?
You know, David, women have been at this work pushing for laws to be created and laws to be enforced that were already on the books to hold men accountable for violence against women. And we know that with all the work that women have done, the violence hasn't declined. So while we continue our efforts in accountability, you know, in engaging men in responsible behavior, we will all benefit from this here. And we are so happy to have CalCASA and Prevent Connect to be a part of this conference in helping us to record this event for those who are not in attendance and just ensure that everyone has this experience together. So thank you.
Well, great, and thank you so much. We've been talking with Tony Porter, co-founder of A Call to Men, and we encourage you to go to A Call to Men's website, acalltomen.org, to get information about this upcoming conference about sports culture and being able to prevent domestic violence and sexual violence. Thank you, Tony, for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in September.
Thank you, David. Look forward to seeing you there as well.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.